USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. According to Israel Defense Forces, the latest death toll numbers from the Palestinian attack is now up to over 400, with more than 2,000 injured. The military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict and over 1,000 have been wounded. The UK, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy have moved to bolster police protection of Jewish communities following the surprise attack by Hamas on Israel and the ensuing escalating conflict. Governments across Europe fear an increase in anti-Semitic acts as the fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza unfolds, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring it a war. In London, Palestinian supporters were spotted celebrating on Saturday, prompting the police to create reassurance patrols. A federal judge in Tulsa has upheld Oklahoma's new law that bans doctors and hospitals from performing gender transition procedures on minors.
The law also bans doctors from prescribing drugs like puberty blockers and hormones. District Judge John Hale says the law is rationally related to the state's interest in protecting children, the public health, and the integrity of the medical profession.
A reward is now being offered for information leading to the apprehension of the suspects involved in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Richard Worley has announced a reward of $9,000. According to Worley, ballistics evidence suggests that two shooters fired on Tuesday night as a homecoming week celebration was concluding. Among the five young people wounded, four have been discharged from the hospital, while the fifth is in stable condition. Once again, nobody won the Powerball on Saturday, so the $1.4 billion jackpot rolls over now to $1.55 billion with a cash option of $679.8 million up for grabs. Your next shot at becoming a billionaire is Monday night at 10:59 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The United Auto Workers strike is having ripple effects. Steel is seeing a big drop in demand, and as a result, prices are falling. A Wall Street Journal report says the UAW strike has caused demand to fall way off because cars just aren't being made. Market prices for coiled steel have plummeted 40% since April. About 17% of the UAW workers are on strike. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at war after Gaza militants launched a surprise attack Saturday morning, firing thousands of rockets and entering Israel by land, sea, and air using paragliders. At least 400 people have died and thousands of others are wounded in Israel. Fighting continued through the day and a fresh round of rocket attacks hit Tel Aviv and other areas on Saturday evening. In Gaza, over 300 Palestinians have died and more than 2,000 are wounded. Authorities made a gruesome discovery this past week at a funeral home in a small Colorado town. At least 115 decaying bodies were found after a foul smell was reported at a building in Fremont County. The funeral home is under investigation as officials work to identify the bodies and notify the families. Former President Trump has inserted himself into a split House GOP conference as he wades into the debate over who should be the next speaker. Trump endorsed Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio for speaker late Thursday following the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. It's a move that, if successful, would elevate one of the former president's staunchest allies to the top job in the House and cement Trump as a kingmaker in the GOP. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
USA News, on demand,
on your phone,
on your computer,
on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.